Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric Heckman is right here in Silicon Valley. He's been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And, you know, for most of us, our Social Security benefits will be the largest assets for retirement that we have. So on our show today, Eric will teach us about the factors that you need to consider before claiming those benefits and some of the biggest mistakes to avoid. Also coming up later in our show, Eric has a member of his wealth team here, Marilyn Brown Ross with Open Mortgages will be here, and they'll be talking about reverse mortgages. So that's always a good segment to help understand what they are. Here's the phone number for you today, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment, and you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. A big hello to you, Eric.
Hey, Luann, it's good to be talking about, you know, retirement, and specifically, is Social Security going to make you more secure or just a little secure?
And that's, we want to be, or at least feel secure, don't we, going in and hanging in there all the way through. I do want to mention back in 1943, new laws were passed that required employers to withhold federal taxes from weekly paychecks for the first time. So anyway, taxes were paid in one lump sum, I guess, every year. So that change was called the pay-as-you-go tax. So I'm sure people weren't excited about that.
No, I'm sure not. And then, of course, Social Security was in there already, you know, being deducted, too. So it's even more stuff taken out of your check.
Exactly. But, you know, as a retiree, you're like, okay, I've taken that money out. Now I can, you know, sort of reap the benefits from it. And I want to talk about Social Security today. And according to the Wall Street Journal, I guess for the typical American household, people ages 55 to 64, the value of Social Security represents about 60% of their total retirement assets. And then also, most people are mismanaging their assets just by claiming the benefits at the wrong time. How do you get people to take this decision seriously?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of advice and a lot of it not specific advice. And I think Social Security has to be a massively specific situation. So, you know, there's you know, a couple different timelines, right? You got to know about, you know, there's 62, which is early, and then waiting to 70. And so, like, you know, some of the stats, according to Market Watch, you know, you could get $130,000 more, you know, by waiting to age 70. And so, you know, so that could add up to a lot of money, right? If you're, you know, if you're waiting that, you know, but what that doesn't always include is what did you, if you still retired at, say, at 65, you know, what happened in between, right? So for most of us, it's 62 is the earliest, 70 is the end. Those are the things they haven't messed with. So I always like to point that out because what they did mess with was 65 was moved to 66. And then now, if you're born 1960 and after, it's 67. And if you're born 55 to 59, it's 66 and a few months of even numbered months. So kind of almost to that phase in now where we're almost all to the 67 numbers. So what does that mean? Do you have to retire only at, you know, 67 or 70? No, you can retire at 65. It's just you may not have turned on your Social Security. And then that requires a lot more planning, right? Because if you turned off your paycheck and didn't turn on your Social Security check, right? Now what do you do? Where's that money come from, right? So that's why I say it's very specific and, you know, really needs to be part of an income plan, really.
A lot of people want to delay their benefits until 70 because that's when you can get the max amount. Do you recommend that for everybody, Eric?
Certainly not. You know, so there's a couple situations. One is you have to figure out who has what I like to call the eternal check. So that's your couple's eternity. So this is if you're married. Single, obviously, this part doesn't apply. But if you're married, one of you has a higher Social Security check than the other one. So whoever has the higher one, that is your couple's eternal check because that check will stay there. When one of you passes away, the smaller one goes away, the bigger check stays. So it does make sense, a lot of sense, for that person often to wait the longest, if that's not at least 67, you know, ideally 70, right? But often it's really dumb. So if the other person who has a smaller check, lots of times the advice or the mentality is, oh, well, here, we'll just wait, you know, and we'll take the bigger check person first, and then the smaller one doesn't matter. It's like, no, it should be the exact opposite. if that smaller check often could be turned on sooner and you know, prevent spend down, prevent using up all that money. I had a client that's a musician, and musicians have tons of write-offs and all these other things, right? So, and he wasn't hugely successful or anything. He was just doing it for fun and taught music and things like that and just enjoyed life, but doesn't have a huge Social Security check. And he was going to wait till his full retirement age. But, you know, with COVID and all that other stuff, it wasn't working. So we're like, well, let's just turn it on now. And one of the tricks that you can do is you can actually turn on your Social Security 6 months backward. So that's a trick that a lot of people don't realize.
What?
So if it's, you know, it's June right now, and say you were working this year and you didn't need the money or something, and then now you've stopped working, but, you know, you say, hey, I could turn on the check for July, or I could actually go back to January and turn it on and get a check for the last 6 months. Well, say your benefit's $2,000 a month, and maybe in July it'll be, you know, $2,200. Well, you're going to get a check for $12,000.
Wow.
Right. So,
wow. So
if you're going to get a check for $12,000, how long does it take how many months does it take for that $200 to be caught back up? And typically when I run those numbers of that 6 month delay, often it'll take 14, 15, 16 years. That's just cash on cash. But that's also not talking about, you just got a check for 12 grand, right? It could be making some money, or it could be paying some bills, or it could be avoiding you withdrawing other money that's growing and invested in the market.
Huh.
So I would say that break even's, you know, getting probably closer to 17, 18 years. And, you know, when you're going that far out, it's like, hold on, let's see how old you are then, right?
Right.
You know, because then, okay, what are you, 80-something at that point? And, you know, when do you want more money? When you're healthier and younger to spend the money and enjoy life, or, you know, when you're a lot older, right? So,
yeah.
So there's little tricks to do and think about. But, you know, so sometimes it does make sense to wait to 70 if you can, you know, handle it cash flow-wise and such. But sometimes for at least one spouse, it makes sense to take it sooner. And then also you have to run the numbers. I mean, sometimes I've actually seen it where we've run it inside an income plan doing both, you know, either take it now or wait. And taking it now actually makes more money because of all those numbers, all those stats that people talk about in Social Security, they forget if you're going to retire no matter what, you know, it's different if you're going to say, I'm going to work to 70 or going to retire at, you know, 66. That's a different, you know, that's different math, right? But if you're retiring at, say, 65 and then waiting to 70 or waiting to 66 to turn on Social Security, you still need money to live on.
Right.
And so that money is going to be drained out of your IRAs or drained out of your other accounts. And you have to do that math included. And lots of times when we do that math, that burn rate for funding all that retirement money at first to wait for that Social Security check to get bigger, you know, it just doesn't make sense. So again, you know, really what you have to do is you have to have a written income plan to figure out where that money is going to come from. And once you have that written income plan, you can do these what if scenarios. Should I do it at now or, you know, 70, or, you know, have my spouse do it now or later? Then you can actually see with after taxes and everything there. And, you know, that's, I think, one of the biggest keys. And then, of course, you want to look at your investments. How does that tie into all that? And then the taxes on the Social Security, on your other income, again, how does that play into it? Plus, you got to think about healthcare. Are you healthy? And you know, what's your longevity? And then, of course, legacy. You can't leave behind Social Security, right? Yeah. your kids aren't going to spend your Social Security check. They just don't get it, right? So, again, you want to plan that out, too. So, you know, that's what we create, that blueprint to worry less wealth. So it's just a document, a 9-page document that says, here's where you're headed. Here's how you're going. And are you going to have to worry about your money, or be able to worry less about your wealth? And what we want people to do, obviously, is worry less. And so, yeah, that's something we can help people with. We can set that up, go through that. Right now, we're not even charging a fee, so we're waiving that for the radio listeners. Give us a call, 800-454-1184. You can call or text 800-454-1184, or you can book a meeting directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Mm, Key Largo, Montego, Jamaica. I'd love to be digging my toes in the sand somewhere. What about you, Eric?
Warm sands of the Caribbean sound great right now.
Oh my gosh, me too. Now, have you ever gone swimming with the dolphins or anything like that?
Yeah, we did it in St. Kitts and Nevis. It was a great time. Really fun. They are very powerful when they pull you along. It's crazy. And then you know, my sons were pretty young at the time. They were even training them and got to teach them how to, you know, show them how to spin around, give the little hand motions. And
cool.
They had a ball doing it. So definitely something fun. And it wasn't in a tank or anything like that. This was actually a little bay, you know, in the water, in the ocean. So it was pretty cool.
That is very cool. So they were just dolphins that just came up to the area then. I mean,
yeah, I mean, they have, you know, they have some sort of, you know, fenced in thing underwater.
Okay.
But at least it's regular water. It's not in a pool or something.
Right. I love that. Oh, how fun. I've never done that before. I think I've petted a dolphin. That's about it. But anyway, what a fun vacation. And whenever we all plan, a dream vacation like that, the first thing we're focused on is where we're going to go, right? Like you picked those islands there and all the things you wanted to do there. But then you got to plan it out, you know? How are we going to get there? You got to get those passports updated. You got to purchase plane tickets, figure out your lodging, all of that. And a lot of planning goes into a vacation. And we've talked about that before, how it's very, very similar to retirement planning, because in retirement, we first dream about our retirement and what we're going to do there. And then we have to plan it out and take the steps to make sure that we're going to have a successful retirement. So tell us, Eric, to build that solid plan, what do you specifically focus on?
Well, first and foremost, you cannot be retired without income.
Right.
So, it's kind of like you can't go on vacation truly unless you actually leave your house. Right. So I guess that'd be kind of the starting point. And so if you don't have that income, you know, you're either unemployed or just, you know, out of money, which would not be a very good retirement. So,
right. Yeah.
So the very first thing would be that income plan. Then how are you changing or how have you changed your investments to create income? Because now you don't care about how big they get. Now you just care about how much income they can put out. And then also, what's the taxes along the way? These would be all the terms of kind of vacation thought process. This is all the fees and costs and, you know, what you're going to pay the money for, right? That's what the taxes are there. There are those obstacles that you have to try to minimize as much as you can. And then, of course, healthcare, how you're going to make sure you have enough healthcare and be able to afford it. And then legacy, who's going to get your assets after you're gone. So those are the five areas that people really need to focus on when they're really thinking about retirement.
When would you say someone should start really properly preparing for retirement?
Well, hopefully they're saving for retirement from, you know, high school jobs even on, and, you know, always putting away that money, because that's easy money to put away. I mean, it just accidentally gets big when you have that payroll deduction start going on. But really, for making that big switch, I'd say 50, 55 is probably the big time frame where you really want to start shifting, because it's one of those things where you don't want to, you know, try to all of a sudden do it all at once. I mean, if you try to, you know, do a 2-week trip tomorrow, I mean, how much stuff would you have to do today to try to plan that out? I mean, you know, if you've got pets at home, who's going to watch your house, who's going to mail, you know, all that stuff, let alone all the places where you're going to go, how you're going to get that, you know, that'd be crazy. And yet you see people when they're like, oh, I think I'm going to retire, you know, in another month or two, so I need to start planning. No.
Yikes.
You know, this is something you'll be doing for 30 years. This isn't like a 2-week trip. This one's even tougher. So, yeah, you got to plan a little bit ahead and get things in the right spots for the right way.
So say someone isn't quite ready to speak to a financial professional yet, but they do want to sort of, you know, take inventory on all the decisions they're going to have to be making. Is there something that you could provide them with to give them a head start?
Yeah, I mean, one great thing we have is a little checklist, which is kind of funny because I've had some of my own clients take it now, and then they're like, oh, I didn't score so well. I need to do this and that. And so, but it's a great tool. It's just a checklist of things that, you know, you should look to see if you've done. Now, not maybe every situation needs to do every item on there, but really most of them you should have in place. And so, you know, that's one of the things that you could easily quickly do, and kind of it you actually add up your score. So, it, you can kind of give yourself a grade. And if that grade's a low grade, well, at least you know it before the finals are here.
Right.
So,
right.
So if somebody wants to get a copy of that, all they have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184.
And then I want to remind you that you can check out some webinars that Eric has online at Wealth Creator Radio. He's done some things. You can go back and watch them, too. So that's pretty cool. And you can also find podcasts on the same webpage, too, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer, and Eric is here to help you plan out your retirement. He does this show every single week. We've been doing this for several years now. So today we're sort of planning a dream vacation and looking at the similarities between that dream retirement that we all want. How are you going to get to your vacation destination? Are you going to fly? Are you going to drive? It depends on what you can afford, right? And it's the same thing for retirement. You've got to think about how much is enough to comfortably retire on. And of course, Eric, that $1 million number has been kicked around a lot lately. We have to have $1 million for retirement. How much is going to be enough?
Well, that one's a tough one because lots of times, yeah, that's a common question that I have is how much do I have to have for retirement? Well, what's your standard of living, right? I mean, you know, like when I was swimming with the dolphins, that was a stop on a cruise ship. And, you know, we've done a lot of cruises in the Caribbean, done the Alaskan one. And, you know, I've ridden my bike on all 50 states in 25 months. You know, we've done some European trips. So, you know, we've done a lot more fun trips. But there's some people who are, you know, people just like to stay home, do their hobbies, do stuff that's not as expensive. And so depending on what your standard of living is, that's going to be a big factor. And then also, do you have the mortgage paid off? Are you retiring someplace cheaper or not? So those can have big factors. But, you know, the one common, you know, number out there you hear a lot is this 4% rule, which somewhat okay. You know, I think the way it's being used, having everything in the stock market is just crazy and super high risk, but you know, you can do the 4% rule if you mix it in with other foundational and steady income products. Just to keep math even easier, I think you can almost use 5% if you're using some sort of guaranteed type product. And if you say 5%, well, $1 million puts off $50,000 a year, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty easy math. Mm-hmm. Well, then is that all you get? Well, not really, because hopefully you have some Social Security. And so you have to add that all up. Is that enough? It might be for some people. And for some people that, I mean, I had one client that was crazy kind of high-end trip kind of guy. I mean, he had been on African safari where they literally helicoptered a container ship around that had a flushing bathroom while he was on the safari, you know. And it was only like 8 people that were on the safari with him and stuff. And it was like 25 grand each, right, for a week. So, you know, that's going to be a little bit more than needing more than $1 million to be able to afford that, right? So, it really depends on your standard of living. But, you know, if you plan it out well, it could be enough. You know, it's not a bad target, but, you know, even shooting for more nowadays, sadly, is probably the number where you might need to get towards.
What would you say are some of the sources for income that are generally used?
Well, obviously Social Security, right? If you're lucky enough to have a pension, good luck, but most of us don't, right? You know, beyond that, then you're talking about your own money, right? And so you can actually buy a pension. There's some great products out there now. A lot of them mostly using the indexed type of annuities. These are products that the principal's guaranteed, but they earn a rate based on the markets. They're not going to give you all the earnings by any means, but they're going to outperform bonds probably more often than not. And they're going to be a good way to have some set money that you know you can't go away, can't disappear on you. That is super critical because there's not one paycheck source when you hit retirement. It's all these little sources adding up. So if you get your Social Security check, you've got some guaranteed money now, and then throw in some steady income type funds also. You know, we've got a lot of great steady income funds that we use. And so those could be paying you hopefully 6-7%, and that cash flow is coming into your account every month. So that's all money coming in, and that's what you really care about. You don't care about as much as how big it's getting, only if it's turning into money, right? And to go on those trips and have fun and, you know, do all that stuff that you want to do. And so, you know, that's one of the critical things is have that income plan set up. Know where that money is going to come from. for the rest of your life. And for if you're married, at least one of you is going to probably make it 30 years in retirement. So we're not talking a short trip. We're talking a long, long trip, right? And so that's one of the things you want to be looking at. You also want to look at, again, how are those investments need to be changed for retirement? The blueprint is where we have you worry less about your money and worry more about, again, having fun and doing those great trips. So all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs, things like that. That's their goal for you. Wouldn't you like to worry less? So today we've been talking about, you know, pre-planning that dream vacation. And when you do that and you're ready to go, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. But here's the deal. There's an article in National Geographic and it says that the turbulence is almost guaranteed whenever you're flying. I don't know. I kind of think that's true. Don't you, Eric? Don't you agree?
There's always usually a few spots for
yeah,
sure.
A few bumps and you're like, holding onto your seats. Let's talk about some sources of turbulence in retirement. What would you say they are?
Well, you know, there's several, but probably the biggest one that comes to mind is really taxes. Taxes used to be, it seemed like they didn't change as much, but I don't know. It seems like every president now has to come out with a new tax plan and change all the rules. So it's like changing the board game while you're halfway through playing it. And so we know Biden's going to do that at some point. Every president does it, right? So we know there's going to be a tax storm that may be calming and may be better for you, or it may be very turbulent, right? So again, taxes will always be changing. I mean, the fact that people think that taxes are, you know, stay steady is really a myth. And that's the crazy part. That's like literally saying that, you know, you'll never expect to have turbulence when you're flying. Well, no, you know, that's not correct. So obviously the other things like market volatility, that's the stuff that, you know, gets probably more of the headlines. And, you know, the other parts like inflation, recessions, of course, all these things can come at you. You know, in retirement, what's more meaningful? Well, those market volatility can be super meaningful in retirement because that can just kill your retirement really fast. I mean, for most of us, we're going to have 3 decades to retire. And if you have that bad decade in the very first decade, that may really stunt the growth of your money for the rest of your life and may really change your retirement. So if everything's in the volatile market, yeah, that could be really ugly. And then, you know, the other parts would be like inflation. I mean, when the government's printing money and handing it out left and right, or they're just not paying their bills, that drives up inflation, that drives up costs, and that means you need to have the money even growing bigger, which is harder to do then.
In retirement, a lot of these things are out of our control. So is that something that you do, just simply re-navigate, try to avoid turbulence altogether?
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than, you know, if you're going someplace, or for me, if I'm got a cycling route that I'm planning on doing, and then, you know, whatever, maybe the road's flooded, or there's a power line down, or, you know, tree blew over, you know, something, right? You got to reroute. You got to figure out a new direction. But the easiest thing to do is if you have a plan or a route that you're, you know, intending to take, you can easily reroute and figure out how to get back on track. The hard part is if you have no plan, If you have no plan, then you're just reacting. And often our reactions are some of the worst things we can do. So, you know, that's to be one of the bigger critical items is having that plan, having some options. Just like you said, the pilot will normally re-navigate, go try to go around it, you know, go higher, go lower, whatever they need to do. Same thing here with your retirement is if you've got a plan, it's easy to fix. But if you don't have a plan, then you're just trying to figure out, you know, how to duck and dodge, you know, those turbulent times. And that's not so great.
How do you help your clients who are a little bit fearful get on the right foot once they retire?
Yeah, that can be crazy. And the one I love the most is when my clients equated it to Wile E. Coyote running off the cliff and, you know, all those Bugs Bunny cartoons, right? And
yes.
He's running in place without falling yet.
And yeah. But
that's what he kind of felt like. He was about to fall because it was just so much unknown, right? No paycheck anymore, no set times to go places and all these other things. And then the funny part is for most of my clients, I'll tell them this and they don't believe me, but I say, we got to get all this stuff done before you retire, because once you retire, you'll have no time. And they're like, no, I have so much time. And then, 6 months, 9 months later, year later, we're still not finished on everything sometimes. We're still trying to chase them down. And they're like, then they start usually having this comment at some point where they say, I have no idea how I had time to work before. And so it is funny how mentally that shift happens, but it can be scary. And you know, obviously having somebody there to help you walk through it can be a big help. And having a plan to fall back on, knowing what's going to be happening, that's a lot more reassuring, right? It's just like, you know, when the flight attendants get on there and tell you about the safety stuff and the captain says, here's what our flight's going to be and stuff. Those can be reassuring, you know, I suppose for people who are a little bit more nervous for sure. But one of the things we want to do is do that for retirement, right? We want to have you, worry less. And that's what my process is all about, is having people worry less about their money and more about having fun, enjoying things, going on those trips and doing the stuff they want to do. So, you know, again, if you want to set up that income plan for life, that investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, you want to look at that all in a simple, 15-page document that we say, here's the path you're on. Here's what your things look like right now. Here's where you're headed. But if you notice there's problems here and here and here, do you want to fix those? Yes or no? And do you want to work with us to do that? Yes or no? That's all you have to kind of go through. And once you know that information and you know it ahead of time, before those problems come up, it's really easy to solve. Really tough to solve them afterwards. So, you know, you don't want to have that happen. So you don't want to have any emergency issues, right? So that's one of the things that we do here. And we help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So again, if you want to take some time and really take care of yourself, right now we're not charging the fee for the planning process. We're going to go through that, show you the plan. So first we'll have a phone call, see how things are going, see what concerns you are. And then we'll have that next meeting where we'll show you your plan and then tell you, here's some things you need to fix. Then it's up to you to take action or not. Again, if you want to do that, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, when you're finally airborne, and you just said it, you know, the flight attendant comes on and tells you all about the seatbelt and everything, and then the captain comes on and tells us about our, you know, our flying altitude, all the lovely weather ahead, hopefully, and then they always give us an estimated time of arrival. I think the key word here is estimated, because in retirement, we're living longer than any generation before us, so it's truly difficult to estimate how long you're going to live. But how do you help your clients answer this longevity question?
Yeah, well, it's just all about planning, right? I mean, you know, you don't want to outlive your money. It's pretty much always the number one fear of people is, you know, living longer than their money is. And there's only a couple solutions. Is the simplest one is have some money that's guaranteed to, you know, outlive you. Some things aren't actually that complicated, right? So if you don't have a pension and nobody else is going to give you a pension, then you can create one. You can actually make one on your own, and that's going to help out a lot. That's going to make sure that money lasts for as long as you do. There's other tools, obviously reverse mortgage, other things to get money out of your assets and stuff if you need to down the road. But really, if you plan well and you plan right, you shouldn't have that concern. But a lot of people aren't doing that planning in the correct way. So, you know, again, that's something that people might want to take some time to do it. So how do you know if you've got enough plan? What do you know if your score is good or bad? Well, one of the things is we have a checklist that will let you go through and see, okay, what have I done? What have I forgotten to do? And what's my score? And this is just something you do on your own. If you want us to send you that, all you have to do is text us the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Or you can find out more information or get a hold of us at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross of Open Mortgage. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
So you're our reverse mortgage guru and expert, and this is a way to get some tax-free money out of your house, some ways to get it there without having to sell it and pay all those taxes and capital gains, and especially now, lose your Prop 13 tax basis. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, we always have to start this off, I think it seems like always the same way. You know, what it is and what it isn't and what the bank really doesn't get.
Right. Well, everybody has such a terrible opinion of reverse mortgage to this day. When I meet someone new, they go, oh, my goodness, that would be great. But however, I don't want the bank to own my house or the lender. And how that got started was back in the 80s when they came into being. That's exactly what happened. The lender would say, you want to do a reverse mortgage? We're going to go on your title. So you went to sell the house. They were your partner. They got half of your equity. But that only lasted such a short period of time, not even a year. But it was so terrible that people to this day still think that the bank owns the house with you. But it is not true. It is a lien, just like when you have a mortgage, let's say with anybody.
Any mortgage or home equity line of credit.
That's
same
right.
Thing.
It's a lien on the property. Nothing, your title remains the same. A reverse is exactly the same thing. The only difference with a reverse is you don't have to make a payment. And that really helps us as seniors when we're living on a fixed income. You can, if you choose to, you do a reverse mortgage and you come into some money or you have extra money, you can keep that paid down. You don't have to let it go. But the nicest part is something happens and you can't make the payment. No, you're in that house. The only way you can be foreclosed upon is if you do not pay your property tax, homeowner's insurance, and they say keep the house in decent repair. I mean, if you've got holes in the roof and everything's flooding, of course, that's not going to be good.
Not good.
No, but it's really wonderful for people that you can pull money out for any purpose you want. If it's in-home care, if it's just to get rid of your mortgage, anything, you can do anything you want with the money. There's no restrictions on it. And as you wonderfully pointed out, it is tax-free money.
Yeah. And I mean, one thing that I see a lot of times is people, like, they'll combine their first and second and, you know, get maybe take some cash out to be able to afford to be retired and other stuff. And it's just like, why don't you just go get a reverse mortgage instead of increasing all this debt to try to live on it? Just get rid of the payment. And
that's right, because you increase that debt, your payments are going to go up and you're struggling as it is. So it makes no sense to go borrow and have more payments to make when this will take care of it. And the nice part is you can pay it down. There's no prepayment penalties. You can pay it down off. You can make, you come into some money, you pay it down 1 month, you got, hey, I've got an extra $1,000. And then you never make another payment the rest of the loan. I mean, it's just up to you. That's the nicest part.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just requirement wise, you do have to be 62. So it's a little bit different because it's age based,
right.
Not really credit as much, but age based.
Age based. Yes.
And so I know one thing that happened in 2021 that's a positive is the amounts went up, right?
Yes. How the much? Max claim amount went up to $822,375. And it's gone up consistently over the last 5 years. It's been increasing. Oh, I've been in this business 15 years. And when I started, I honestly don't remember the exact amount, but it was in the high 200s, low 300s. Yeah, so with time, of course. But now that's the HECM. That's the home equity conversion mortgage.
Not Heckman. But
no, heck, not Heckman. HECM. That is the government-backed loan. And that's the one. It has mortgage insurance on it. It's got everything.
And so, but these are also non-recourse, right? Meaning that you don't have any personal liability if you don't make a payment.
Absolutely. Right. They're non-recourse loans.
So if your house like falls down during an earthquake or whatever, you could walk if you really, you know, if it was that devastated, right? Or a house burnt down and you didn't have insurance, which you're supposed to have. But
of course you. Well, you would have to have insurance.
Yeah, you'd have to have it. But,
yeah, but that would be a requirement. But if, let's say the property values is the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but hey, we never know. Property values fall and you owe more than the house
is worth.
It's okay.
Your beneficiaries can walk away and
right.
not owe a dime. And
that's right.
They're not going to go after your other assets, your IRA, your 401ks,
no,
or any of that stuff. So
this is a standalone loan. Nothing else is required. It's the lien on the property. So when you do a reverse, if you have a lien on your property, it has to be paid off. That's what the reverse will do. It'll pay off your lien. There may be money left over depending on, you have a small lien on the property. It'll pay it off and you'll have a lot of money. You can leave it in a line of credit. You can take it out. There's several ways to do it. Same with the jumbo.
Mm-hmm. And even for the regular, the government one, there is actually a fixed rate option because I think that was one of the biggest things that, you know, detractors on reverse mortgages, they were always variable rate, which, of course, with historically low rates, right now they're really cheap. But
very cheap.
But if you do also have an option to lock in if you didn't need that much cash, right?
That's right. Or you could take it all. Well, with a fixed rate on the HECM, you have to take all the money. You can't leave any of it there. So let's say you have $500,000 available and your mortgage is $200,000. The mortgage gets paid off first. And that balance of the $300,000, you have to take it.
Okay.
You have to take it. You can't leave it in. The variable rate, you get the mortgage paid off, and that can stay in a line of credit, and that's got a growth rate to it. It's kind of like a savings account, only, of course, we don't say that. Because for tax consequences, it's just a line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a growth rate. It is an interest.
So the line of credit gets bigger.
The line of credit gets bigger. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so then that way, you got more options in case you need to, you know, put a new roof on down the road, buy a new car, right?
Right.
Any of those expenses that happen, new fridge, water heater, whatever, all that junk that happens to.
And you don't start accruing interest that you owe until you move it from your line of credit. Just what you said. Let's say you need a new roof. I just had to put one on. So. So you move the money from your line of credit into your checking account. That's when you start accruing interest on it. As long as it's in that line of credit, it's got the growth rate. So it's growing while it's there. The minute you move it to use it, that's when you start accruing the interest. So it's really wonderful. People go, wow, I didn't really understand this. I've always heard such negative things. Once I sit down and show it to them on paper, explain it, then they go, this is really great. And of course, people like you, the financial. In the beginning, 15 years ago, it was like nobody wanted to talk about, you know, oh, those are terrible. But now, boy, we see a lot of the financial advisors and planners are using that as part of the retirement program.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely for a lot of people, they can't. you know, maybe they did a good job saving, but maybe 08, 09, you know, took out some stuff, or they were out of work for a while with COVID or something, and, you know, they had some setbacks. And yeah, the amazing part is if you can get rid of, especially that mortgage payment, if it's, say, you're paying $2,000 or $3,000.
That's huge.
And, you know, to say, to keep the math easy, if it's 2,000, you probably need to take out three to net the two in retirement. So it's not really $2,000 mortgage. It's really a $3,000 monthly strain on your portfolio. And so if you don't have to take out that 3,000, wow. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's going to be a lot more money there. The money's going to last a lot longer, and,
right,
and it doesn't affect your, you know, the growth of your home or anything. Obviously if the real estate market keeps going up, it's going to keep going up. Yeah. The loan's going to go higher,
right,
but you know, if you've got, say, a $1 million house growing at 3% and a reverse mortgage of, you know, 300 growing at even 5%. I mean, the growth rate on that $1 million is still gonna be a bigger dollar number.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's one part people don't always get. And then obviously the other big, big one for you is, I think, home health care, right? I think you've said before that, what, at least a third, or is,
yes,
it more than a third?
It's,
you think,
more,
of?
I think, than,
okay,
because they get sick and nobody wants to go leave their home. And they can't afford, you know, sometimes it's 24-hour-a-day care. A lot of times it's just 8 or 10 hours, but boy, even at that, it racks up.
Oh, it racks up huge amounts of money. I mean, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month is easily paid out on that. And so, you know, that's going to drain a lot of bank accounts or a lot of portfolios. And so, yeah, that's, again, another way to take that money out of the house. So if they wanted to get a hold of you and they wanted to kind of get that more information and get that customized quote, what do they do?
Give me a call. My number is 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010. And you're absolutely right. What I look at myself is just give you the options. I don't try to sell it. I put it all together in an easily read format, go over it, leave it with you, and you decide.
Yeah.
If you call me, great. If you don't, then at least you have your options. You may not need it today, but next year, 2 years.
Yeah, often it's a thing down the road that you,
exactly,
might want to know about. So, yeah. So, again, if you take some time and you know, definitely give her a call. Her link's also on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Great to have you.
Thank you. Great being here.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner, also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the licenses behind him. And it's Eric's passion to give you solid, independent advice about your own retirement strategy. So we've come to this time in our show where Eric gives us a story. It could be a wealth success story, or it could be a financial fail. And today, Eric, you have a nice lesson, a wealth success story for us to listen to, and kind of an example to see how things can work out for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking at, should I downsize or not? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? And, you know, there's kind of two types of downsizing, I think. There's one where you leave the area and you go maybe to some place you've always wanted to live, or some place just cheaper to live. And so I've had plenty of clients move to Nevada because it's, you know, income tax free, or Washington State or Texas or someplace like that, or, you know, even places that aren't, but maybe it's the Sierra foothills or someplace like that, where it's a little bit more moderate temperature and a little prettier kind of scenery. But, you know, the one that kind of came to mind is, I've got a client who you know, she's always worked around the valley here. She wanted to stay near her, all of her friends. So she decided to, downsize. She had a small place in Mountain View, but since it's close to, Google and Facebook, it's worth way too much.
Oh, wow.
And so, she was able to sell that, downsize, pay cash for a condo downtown here, actually not too far from our offices. And, now the nice thing is she's got, so much extra money sitting there from that, she's not going to have to worry for the rest of her life. I mean, she didn't have a pension. She may have not probably saved quite as much as she should have over the years. But because of this downsizing now, it's no problem for her to be retired and stay retired. And so, I mean, it's a great way because now she's fine financially, no mortgage anymore. So that means right now, while she's still working for the last couple of years here, she's got plenty of extra income. Not freaking out and not going, okay, how am I going to do this or how am I going to survive and all those types of issues that, people normally are doing. And so, once she's done that, we do an income plan and we say, okay, here's how your income is going to run out for the rest of the life. Here's, how much money you could be spending. And of course, she doesn't need quite as much income because she doesn't have a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And so now she's got this, pile of money there that's going to be there. We've done the income plan. Now we're looking at the investments, how are we going to keep that money, some of it guaranteed safe from loss. And, combining all that is a way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've been able to do for her. It's something we can do for you if you want to have that process done. No cost, no obligation right now. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.